I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If you missed it yesterday, we were talking about what to do to get your resume noticed if you're looking to change your job. But a lot of people, more than ever, have side hustles to make some extra cash.
Yeah, it's not always about changing your job, Anna, because maybe you like your situation. Maybe you love the people you work with. Maybe you've got great benefits or whatever it may be, and you're tied to that area. But who couldn't use extra money?
Right. Kimberly Palmer is a personal finance expert at NerdWallet. She's also an author of three books about money, including Smart Mom, Rich Mom. Everybody needs extra cash. Everybody needs a side hustle. But what are the ones that will actually bring you the money you need that you can start?
Well, finding the best side hustle for you that will actually earn you money is all about picking something that really reflects what you're good at, what you enjoy doing. And that starts with just thinking about your skills. Like, what are people asking you for help on? And sometimes that could be career advice or taking photos. It could be anything. But you want to tap in and figure out how to make money from it.
I guess that does make sense, right? Anna, what do your friends ask you for help with?
Nothing. Like, what do you do if you
don't
know?
Your friends are really smart.
Like,
right.
I don't know. What would you suggest?
Okay, so if you're not sure where to start, you want to look at how other people are making money. There's some great websites out there where you can just browse how other people are doing it. Sites like Freelancer, Elance, Fiverr, Etsy. You just want to browse, and that can give you inspiration.
You know, that's a great idea. Fiverr is something that, when it was introduced to me by a friend who was also a business owner, it was like, wait a minute, you're paying somebody what to do this one job? And he'd be like, yeah, that's the thing. I pay them for something very specific. They complete the one job, they do it in quick time, and it's cheap. All of a sudden, he was doing 60% of his business with that. It was crazy.
Yeah, that is such a good example. I think a lot of times people do start small and they might not even make a ton of money at first, but then you kind of shift and you see what people are most interested in, what people are willing to pay for. You can raise your prices over time. It could be a product, it could be a service. So it really just depends where you feel the demand. Once you start to offer something, you can grow it from there. So don't worry about starting small. You could start by, you know, offering a free consult to help someone build their social media. It could be anything like that.
Okay, we see what other people are offering and we say, hey, I can do that too.
Or you see what's missing, right?
Right.
Yet when you're scrolling through, I mean, I think that you'll probably see some patterns there.
The key is you don't want to spend a lot on your up startup costs because then you're already putting yourself behind. Consider starting an account for yourself on one of these side hustle websites. You can then see what is working and what's not working. And ultimately, once your side hustle grows big enough, you might want to have your own website. But to start, you can plug into all this existing infrastructure that's already out there and then grow over time.
Anna used to make cakes. Beautiful, gorgeous cakes.
Yeah.
But she got sick of making cakes. And you know what? She doesn't care about your birthday. That's the problem.
Well, that's the thing. That
I mean, you'd go right back into that.
Oh, I don't want to make cakes anymore. It was awful.
See, all right, you got to find something else then.
Yeah, so all these people that always say that they drive now for Instacart or DoorDash or TaskRabbit, are they actually making a decent amount of money doing that?
Absolutely. A lot of people can make a decent amount that way. But the real key to think about is how you are earning based on the time that you're spending. So some of the service-oriented side hustles that are popular, they do take a lot of your time. So you have to decide what fits into your lifestyle. Am I doing a side hustle that is all about my time, or am I going to pick something that's at home and I can sell a digital product? And that's the first big decision to make. It is easier to do something, get started with Uber or DoorDash or something like that, because you're just plugging into an an existing network. You don't have to, you know, find your own clients and hustle online in that way. Could be a good way to just practice and see if you like the side hustle whole concept to start experimenting.
Kimberly, where can people go to learn more about you and your books?
You can find me at nerdwallet.com or kimberly-palmer.com. You can find articles about side hustles there.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.